name, Nawa, Utran, sons, Ajanayat, begot. Translation. In the womb of Purvachitta, Maharaj Agnitra, the best of kings, begot 9 sons, named Nadi, Kim Purusha, Harivarsa, Ilavritta, Lamyaka, Hiranmaya, Kuru, Padraswa, and Ketumala. Please repeat. In the womb of Purvachitti, Maharaj Agnitra, the best of kings, begot 9 sons, named Nadi, Kim Purusha, Harivarsha, Ilavritta, Ramyaka, Hiranmaya, Kuru, Padraswa, and Ketumala. Text 20. Sa Sutvata Sutan Navanu Vat Saram Griha Devapat Haya Purva Chittiri Bhuya Vajam Devam Pastaste. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Mr. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Purva Chitti gave birth to 9 sons. Purva Chitti gave birth to these 9 sons, one each year. But after they grew up, she left them at home and again approached the Brahma to worship him. Please repeat. Purva Chitti gave birth to these 9 sons, one each year. After they grew up, she left them at home and again approached the Brahma to worship him. Purport. There are many instances in which apsaras, heavenly angels, have descended to this earth by the order of a superior demigod, like Lord Brahma or Lord Indra, have followed the demigod's order by marrying someone and giving birth to children, and have then returned to their celestial homes. For example, after Menaka, a celestial woman who had come to delude Vishwamitra Muni gave birth to the child, Sakuntala. She left both the child and her husband and returned to the heavenly planets. Purva Chitti did not remain permanently with Maharaj Agnitra. After cooperating in his household affairs, she left Maharaj Agnitra and all 9 sons and returned to Brahma to worship him. That is the end of the purport of text 20, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 2, entitled The Activities of Maharaj Agnitra. Purva Chitti gave birth to these 9 sons. one each year. But after they grew up, she left them at home and again approached Lord Brahma to worship him. So as Prabhupada said here, that this is common activity. It's not uncommon. It's a common activity. In the history of human being. So, Lord Brahma has sent Purvachitti. His sending here is different from that of Indra. He sent Purvachitti out of duty. Because Maharaj Anidra had a desire to have children. He had a desire to have children. So Brahma had arranged a perfect wife for him. His case is different. Indra sent women also out of envy, not out of duty. When Indra sees someone has decided to elevate his consciousness from material to spiritual platform, Indra has a material position, so he's always very careful about someone envying his position. Therefore, his duty is to protect his position. That we do here in Vaishnava. In the third country, Prabhupada called it status quo. We want to maintain our position. We want to maintain our position in the material world. To maintain a position is diplomacy. How to scheme and maneuver our rivals. So Indra always looked very carefully. Why is he performing austerity? He is looking for my position. He will send a woman there. Like the example Prabhupada gave here, Vishwamitra Muni. He has performed austerity for 60,000 years. Not for Indra's position. He wanted to transcend a material situation. Of course, also he wanted to become a Brahmana. In Vedic civilization, in the Vedic culture, one has to gradually progress. Sudra will serve very faithfully, and then will promote it, Vaishya, then to Kshatriya, then to Brahmana, then to Vaishnava. Vishwamitra Muni is one person who had changed his caste in one lifetime by dint of his austerity. He's very powerful. He didn't change his caste after another lifetime. He changed it the same lifetime. He performed severe austerity for 60,000 years. At that time, people live for 100,000 years, so it is easy to perform, to spend 60,000 out of 100,000. Satya Yuga, you will live for 100,000 years. So Valmiki Muni, he spent 60,000. Vishwamitra Muni also, he spent 60,000 years to perform austerity. But Indra became very envious. Why is he performing that austerity? He's looking for my position. So he sent Menaka, go and stop him. So Meneka came. Absalom. And played on him. He was captured. Bisamitramundi fell down. In the case of Maharaj Pandita, he didn't fall down because he practiced austerity to get married. It's different. And in history, there are so many sages who have had this problem. It is easy for them to fall down because they are acting on their own strength. Devotee does not easily fall down because they are not acting on their strength. Devotees are acting on the strength of Parampara, on the strength of Krishna. Therefore, Indra's activities do not affect the devotees. Indra's plan cannot affect devotees. And devotees are protected by Krishna. They are protected by the power of devotional service. Devotional service, very powerful, just like Krishna himself. Therefore, those who are under the influence of devotional service cannot fall. Even if Indra is angry, he has nothing to do with devotees. So Srila Prabhupada said, even if Indra or demigods are angry with a devotee, devotees do not need to worship demigods. Even if they are angry, there is no need. You cannot do devotees anything. By power of devotional service. But devotees need to take shelter of Krishna. And nothing will happen. Others who are acting on their own strength, they will have problem very easily. They will have problem. So, Bisamitramuni had problem. Even though he's so powerful, he can change his caste from Kshatriya to Brahman in one lifetime. He still have problem. Because it is material. Indra also he sent, because material existence, material activities make the senses very dull, make the senses, the intelligence very weak, that we don't see things as they are. So Indra couldn't see that the Supreme Person of Godhead also is engaged in austerity, not Narayan Rishi. Indra also sent a woman to him. Go there and stop him from austerity. He's looking for my position. Now Narayan Rishi. He look at the women. So, Indra. So you send this? Alright. Narayan Rishi also produced his own women and sent to Indra. Nice. Uvasi. When Indra saw, Lord Vasi is millions of times superior in beauty to the women he has sent to Nara Narayansi. So in this way, Nara Narayansi is telling Indra, see, you are less intelligent. You are less intelligent. You don't know anything. So Indra was ashamed, but still he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there until one changed our material desire into Krishna desire. Until one changed our material consciousness to Krishna consciousness, we will never see things properly. Indra did not stop there. He saw. Prithu Maharaj, what performance? Jagya. Oh, he is looking for my position. Indra introduced a very dangerous religion, and which is it is followed till today. India, you go to India, you see, in religion which Indra introduced long time back, it is followed even till today. Jain religion. Jain, they are following Indra's religious system. Because of material desire, one can commit any kind of sinful activities. One can make any kind of offense. Material desire. So, Indra was very envious. He's still very envious. He's still envious. His envy is not felt by devotees because you are covered. He's still envious. Indra saw Prithu Maharaj before Mastariti. He came and stole the horse. Ran away. How did he do that? Sannyas. He took sannyas. He's not a sannyasi, but he took sannyas. He initiated himself. Gave himself that. But he doesn't wear saffron, he wear red, this color. So this is Indra's sannyas dress. Jain society are following this. It's not bona fide. Because it is born out of duplicity. Although Prithu Maharaj was so pious, so pure, so gentle, so humble, and very respectful, when he saw, oh, sannyasi, he stopped. But he is not. So this is Indra's system. Always anxious and conscious of his material position. Not his Christian consciousness, but his material consciousness. Here is the Prabhupada mentioned that it is the custom of the apsaras that when they come here, disturb a person who is practicing austerity, get a person involved in destroying his or his spiritual duty, and they will give a child to the person and they will leave. So who take care of the child? All the apsaras children, who take care of them? If a Prabhupada said here, for example, after Menaka, the celestial woman who had come to delude Vishwamitra to give birth to the child, Sakuntala, he left both the child and her husband and returned to the heavenly planet. Purvachiti did not remain permanently with Maharaj Agnidra. After cooperating with his household affairs, she left Maharaj Agnidra and all 9 sons. Who take care of them? Who maintain the children? Providence provides every necessity for all living entities. Providence. No one will die if understand the position of providence. Drona Acharya is a test tube baby. He is not maintained by a mother. He was maintained by Providence. Test tube baby. By Sister Moody, test tube baby. Kripa Acharya, Kripi. All are test tube babies. Our present civilization is demonic civilization. We are not beginning anything. Whatever we do today has been existing before we are, well, we came. We have test tube babies since time immemorial. Who took care of them? Providence maintained them. Providence is taking care of everyone. And they were born in the forest, not even in the city, in a maternity home. They were born in the forest, where no hospital is there to take care of the children. Today we have so many hospitals and so many doctors, so many medicines, and children are dying. Don't our children not die because there were no person to take care of him? No Kripacharya. And they have the body, they have a body which is like iron. Their body is not like our own body. Their body is very strong like iron. You cannot bend it. A weapon can bounce on their body. Because they were maintained by Providence. And we are maintained by artificial baby food. Chemicals. Therefore, a little thing we are affected. All the nine sons were fully maintained by Providence. This is not a chance for anyone to become whimsical. This is not a chance to become whimsical. Because we don't have the qualification. We don't have the qualification, or we have lost the mercy of Providence to take care of us like it has been taking care of people from time. Because of our sinful activity, we are so degraded that this experience will not be had by us. Because of sinful activities. But those days, they are sufficient facility to take care of everyone. So all these children were maintained in the forest by Providence. And they did not die. So this is a lesson that we cannot maintain anyone. Maintenance is done by Lord Vishnu, not by anyone. We are simply servant and agent. But the real maintainer is the Supreme Master Gore who maintains everyone. So all these things are happening by the element of Providence. One of our powerful acharyas, he was preparing for renunciation, and his wife gave birth to a baby boy. So he's thinking, I want to renounce, and this has happened. Who will take care of the baby? As he was thinking, the baby was on his lap. No mother. So he was contemplating what to do. And the wall gecko just fell down in his front. On the ground. So his meditation broke. Now he's meditating on it. This tender baby wall gecko fell on his front. Just like his own baby and his arms were looking. Within a moment, Providence showed him a miracle. The wall gecko was just there helplessly, nobody to take care. But Providence brought an ant very close to his mouth, and he ate that. So immediately he got the message, don't waste your time. Do your renunciation now. So he left the baby and took to his full renunciation. Today, we have the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from him. He's a first commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in Krishna, he's always teaching, those who depend on me will always be successful in everything. Always be successful in everything. We are not the supreme dual. We are tiny, tiny dual, because we are responsible for our sinful activities. The supreme dual is Lord Krishna, who maintains everything and everyone since time immemorial. That is Krishna. So Purvachiti left after giving birth to 9 children. None of them died. He lived and executed their duty perfectly at that time, according to the providence. Leave your body. In the same way, we will become successful in our Christian consciousness if we depend fully on Krishna and not any external agent. Hare Krishna. A comment, a question. Yes. Krishna is the Supreme Father. He is very, very merciful and very kind. That is his nature. So if someone sincerely approach him, and there is a mistake due to our inattentiveness, due to the result of our previous activities, karma, it has weight in what we do every day. Our previous sinful activity has effect in our japa, has effect in our hearing, has effect in everything which we do. Krishna sees that. So he sees someone is sincerely trying, and this difficulty is being experienced, even if he makes a mistake. And Christian will encourage, just continue. Because for a very fortunate person, we learn from mistakes. So fall down is not a problem. Fall down becomes a problem only if we don't learn from it. So Krishna appreciates someone is trying to be his devotee and there is difficulty, he assists. Only if we become a deviant who does not remorse, who does not feel remorseful for doing something sinful, then we suffer seriously for it. But a person who is very, very humble and very appreciative and recognizes his or her weaknesses and bravely or appreciate it. If there's difficulty, Krishna will take care. Krishna will help. Krishna will encourage. Continue. So, in such a situation, fall down is to teach us where we really are, to show us who we really are. It is to expose us, to let us know that this is what you are. Therefore, we can adjust ourselves. So it's beautiful. It's wonderful. Krishna consciousness is wonderful. It's sweet.
Self-initiating
yourself.
Is that
bona fide? A wife serves the husband as a duty. The first religion of a woman is to serve her husband. And if she does that, the husband is supposed to be bona fide Brahmana. Then, because he is practicing very nicely, the wife will get promotion to where the husband will attain. His duty is also to guide the wife. A spiritual master is different. A spiritual master is superior to the husband and the wife. Because for him, he is a representative of Krishna. So, both husband and wife depend on the spiritual master. A husband cannot lead a wife to Godhead. He can only support her to do her duty in serving the spiritual master very nicely. And then both of them will be delivered by the mercy of the spiritual master. So initiation is compulsory. It is not an option. If I like, no. It is compulsory because no one goes to the kingdom of God without a special master. Just like we need to be invited to anywhere, any country, we need an invitation. In the spiritual world, we need invitation. Who will invite you from the spiritual world? One who is from there and who is at the special master. He has to invite us. The spiritual world. So his position is superior to the husband and the wife, and both of them have to serve him to his full satisfaction. So initiation is compulsory. Out of the 64 items that a civilized person should follow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is all about spiritual master. Right from the beginning. That's the importance of the spiritual master. And every morning we're singing, Sakshat Dari. What is that? Sakshat, directly, Dari, Krishna. Hare Krishna. A guru is what? Directly, Krishna. That we sing every morning. Is Krishna the servant, not Krishna the supreme personality of Godhead. But because they cooperate together, you cannot separate two of them. They are together. They work together. So they are not separate. So initiation is compulsory. A husband cannot give initiation. A spiritual master will give initiation to the husband and the wife. Finish?
Yes, thank you.
Very good. Yes.
My question is with Maharaj. How do we change the way we think? How do we change the way we think? Because I'm looking at, like in Christianity, we have this saying that do not be conformed by the things of the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. But it seems like today, in the modern world, it's like thinking is a routine. It is arranged in certain ways and some kind of programming. So it's actually very difficult for people to change the way they think and the way they do think, that they change their things. So how do we change the way we think?
By hearing from Krishna. We can change our ways of thinking, willing, feeling by hearing from Krishna. That's the only way we can change. Material world is going in one direction. And the direction is taking everyone to hell. Krishna consciousness is also going a different direction, taking us to the spiritual world. One cannot change without Krishna consciousness. And that comes about by hearing. Hearing is very important. We know something by hearing. How this is very bad, very dangerous. We can see it, we can hear, you can see it by hearing. Then we can change. Oh, this is very bad. Then I shouldn't do this. By hearing, we can change. Therefore, we should hear. We should hear Krishna Katha every day. And Prabhupada are giving this facility for us to hear. So every day we should hear. Every day. So hear in the morning, hear in the evening. Bhagavad Gita. Smart Bhagavatam in the morning, Bhagavad Gita in the evening. We will change by hearing. Not otherwise. By hearing only.
So we say God changes people. We say God changes people, especially when we have influences going out to be. We're telling them about Krishna. We're trying to change the lives of people. Sometimes there are people who do not teach about God, but they teach about love. So,
what do people know about? What do you mean by love? Nobody knows what is love.
They think just by, I think, giving charity or just.
That is not love. Charity is not love. Charity, what is charity? I am using you to go to heaven for higher sense gratification. That is charity. Is that love? The people that are taking care of people's body, not the soul. Why is that love? So first when in prison, I just go, oh, Ajem, take this food, take this dress. Don't worry, just stay here. Every day I'll come and supply what you need. So don't worry. Is that love? Is that clear? Huh? Take the person up to the prison house. That is love. That is care. That can be done only by Krishna consciousness. Not otherwise. We can change only by hearing, not by seeing. You see, you have no eye to see anything. Right? We don't see, have no eyes. What is this? Huh?
Case.
I'm showing you, what is this? Case, right? This is case. See how we see? How can you have a case without the content? Eh? Without the content, how can you have a case? It's not complete, you say case. It is a glass case. It has glass inside. Without this, without the glass, the case does not exist. So if you see the external, without what makes it exist, is that seeing? We can't see. So we have to hear. We should see through hearing. That is proper. We can change only by hearing about Krishna. So, Prabhupada has given this society to hear about Krishna. It will change. Many of us look at the deity every morning, but what do we see? The deities every morning. We see the deities. The whole day, the deities stand here, we see them. What do we see? We should hear, then we can see. Otherwise, we come before the deities, we're going to see the dress. We'll see the jewels. But Krishna, we don't see. Who wear all these jewels? Who wear all these ornaments? We don't see. We'll see the dress, the jewels, and not the person who makes them significant. So hearing, most important. Hare Krishna.
You mentioned that we have to be dependent on Krishna.
Yes.
We will be successful. But then how do you have that faith, considering the circumstances make it hard for you to develop that faith in that interaction with people, and then you want to be secure. So how do you have to build that faith that Krishna will protect you?
How do I maintain develop that faith that Krishna will maintain me when there are so many distractions? Okay? So many distractions in this world. One cannot maintain faith, one cannot maintain enthusiasm, one cannot be patient if we don't understand. If we don't understand, what is the goal? What is the goal? If you don't know the goal, we cannot maintain. How do we know the goal? So here. So here. One who is hearing about Krishna. See all these voluminous books. It contains what? Activities of Krishna. Past, present, and future. Bhagavad Gita location told Arjuna, see. People before you, like the sun god, Manu, Ishaku, he became successful in what I'm teaching you today because he followed what I taught them. Kisa gave history. In the past, people who listened to me, what I'm teaching you today, people who listened to me, they became successful and developed love for me because they follow what I taught them. So if you follow in your footsteps, you also attain the same thing like them. Kisa didn't just give story, he gave practical application example. So if we hear, in the past, people follow this path, they become successful. Therefore, what did they do? They listen to Krishna, they are associated with the people who are very, very faithful, they are associated with those who are very enthusiastic, they know the goal, therefore they became successful. So, if I want to be successful, I should not associate with faithless people. I should associate with those who are very, very faithful, who are hearing. Then I'll be able to maintain my determination that yes, Krishna will protect me if I depend on him, because he has been doing it since time. I'm not the first person, neither will I be the last person Krishna is going to maintain. So shall you share with those who are faithful? So as you say, well, those are very, very serious. If you don't do that, we'll be distracted by those who are not falling nicely. Therefore, if you want to be a good musician, don't associate with politicians. As you say, word musicians. If you want to be a successful politician, don't associate with musicians, as you say, word politicians. If you want to be a good devotee, don't associate with non devotees, as you say, word devotees who are in good standing. Then you will also become devotee because the association will also balance what you have. That's the power of association. You want to read, and as you say, well, devotees who are not interested in reading, you will never read. As you say, well, those who like to read, and who are reading, who are doing it, then you learn from them, you borrow their strength to balance your own strength. That is how we become successful in anything you want to do. So you want to be faithful, depending on Krishna, as you say, with those who are faithfully dependent on Krishna, who are really doing it, then you have strength. But how that will not have strength, and then you become a big challenge. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry. It's all right. Better.
For hand.
It is Rajesh's.
No.
Stop.
Yes, we have to stop here.